Andy, how strange is it going to feel lining up on the other side of the link?
I think we'll be all right. I'll be able to find that sideline, I think. We'll be all right.
Andy, there was a recent report that you were interested or had a trade in the works for Colin Kaepernick. A, is that true?
What's B?
I'm waiting for you to answer A.
I'll tell you what, those questions you probably need to direct towards Howie, and
did.
His memory is way better than mine. I'm getting old.
How about emotionally, Andy? How will it feel to coach against your former team?
Listen, you know as well as I do. Once you're in this thing and you're grinding, you're getting ready for a football team, a good football team, and so you put all that aside. We'll talk after the game, and before the game, the guys, they all know they're getting ready for their game against us, and we're getting ready for our game against them, and we've just got to make sure that and on my end, as a coach, as the head coach, that my football team here is ready to play a good football team there.
Andy, how will your understanding of the Eagles personnel and Mike Vick specifically be of an advantage this weekend?
Well, listen, I understand they've got a lot of good football players, and they've got a heck of a football coach and a heck of a football coaches along with Chip being a heck of a coach. So I got all that. I understand that. And so we're trying to buckle down here and trying to get our game plan ready to play them and play the best we can. And like I said, against a good football team. So, and that's where all the energy's going. I mean, I know all the questions and all that, but the real part of this is just that. Is that, and it's not very fluffy, but that's what's real. You got X number of hours that you can do this thing and get ready to play a good team, and you better spend every minute doing it.
But the real part of that is that as you have those X hours, you know the guys you're looking on film. Is that going to help you in the preparation?
Well, I don't think it hurts you. I don't think that happens. So to answer you, I mean, you still got to go play. I mean, that's what you have to do. So what I'm saying is when we're done with the game, then that becomes, then I can probably share that with you.
What do you see in this offense, Andy? What you've had a chance to look at it on tape here. What is it radically different from what you did, and how do you think it's? You think it maximizes the people that are here?
Listen, I think Chip's done a phenomenal job with the guys. He's got great players there, and he's got a great offensive mind and scheme. And so this is no fluke by any means or anything else. He's taken his personnel, he's utilized it to the best of their abilities and put out a nice product right there. So that's what it is.
And you've worked with a lot of good quarterbacks. How good is Alex Smith?
Well, I like Alex Smith. I've liked him since he was in college. And I have some friends, close friends, that coached him and at the college level. I watched, and you know this, I mean, you guys were right there with me on this. We had an opportunity to watch Alex grow in the National Football League. He haven't played the 49ers all those games. And so I watched his progress. I thought he'd be a good addition in this particular offense that we run here. And he's done all of that, plus some. He's a great person and a great leader, too. So I appreciate that from him.
Andy, you played at home on Thursday night, and you've played on the road. What are the disadvantages of playing on the road on a Thursday night game?
Well, there's this guy that wears this fur coat and in the middle of summer, and I've got to deal with him.
And outside of that?
Well, you try to keep it as consistent as you can at home and away. The obvious one is that you've got a fan base that's not your fan base, and but at the same time, if you really focus it in and you keep the picture, you keep it nice and small there, you're focusing on the football team that you're playing. And they're all different. All 32 of us are all different. And so, if you can just keep it to that, just concentrate on that, then you're okay.
What do you expect
What do you expect from that fan base, though, specifically towards you?
Listen, I said this when I was there. I mean, that's a great fan base. And I'm at another place where there's a great fan base, and I'm fortunate to have had both of these experiences. So I don't get caught up in that. I can't. I don't worry about that. I didn't worry about that when I was there. I was appreciative to bring teams in there to play, but I never got caught up in that part. I tried to get the football team ready. I haven't changed a bit on that. I'm trying to get my football team ready to come in and play a good football team.
How have you changed as a coach since you left here?
I eat barbecue instead of cheesesteaks, but that's about it.
Andy, what do you miss most about Philadelphia?
You guys.
Seriously, we know that's nowhere near.
This is again what's real is when you start up again in this business, you hit the ground running, and I haven't slowed down. So I haven't had a chance to look back. Everything is looking forward. And I can tell you my time there, I loved my time there. I worked for a great owner, a great organization, and I worked in a great city. And so I loved every minute of it.
Andy, you had obviously had a great relationship with Donovan, his numbers being retired on this night too. What do you think it was that was able to keep that quarterback coach relationship going for so long? It's kind of rare these days, or any day really.
Listen, Donovan is as great a player as he was. He's that kind of person too, so he's easy to be around, and he keeps things real with the guys. And he was a good leader and a heck of a football player. And I'm proud of him and happy for him that all of this is happening, and it's well deserved. I think. I'll see the number of people, the players, the ex-players that have come back to support him. I just think that that tells the whole story.
Andy, in watching Michael Vick this week, what have you noticed about him, and is he playing any differently than he did the past two seasons?
I think he's playing great football right now, and I think he's doing a heck of a job. Chip has done a great job with him and his coaches. So, he's playing as good as he's ever played, I think.
Andy, you and... I'm sorry.
And I've heard you play music at practice. You don't have the same personnel duties that you have here. You're going with 3-4, doing a little pistol. I mean, it does seem that you've tried some new things or adapted differently. Is that all personnel, or when you left here, did you feel like some things just needed to change about your job?
Well, I said this to you when I left, was that I thought change would be good. I thought it would be great. I thought it would be good for the Eagles, and we're in the process here. I think it will be good for the Chiefs, and so I'm part of the Chiefs, you go back, you evaluate everything, and look at things, and where the game is today, where it's going, there's still some fundamental things that we've really focused on, and the guys have done a great job with. So those other things are kind of superficial things, but they also are part of the time right now. So it's a blend. Life is football. Life continuously changes, man. I mean, that's all part of it, and so there's certain things that you hold strong too, and there are other things that you go with that might be a little bit better that you've learned from. So it's no different in my shoes and probably in your guys' shoes.
Andy, when you actually walk out of the tunnel and see the fans, you talk about how life changes, but deep inside, aren't you going to be a little nostalgic watching that whole scene and thinking about where you were?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, by the time I get to buy, that's not where I'm at right now. I don't feel that way. This is the thing. If we weren't playing a football game against a good football team, maybe your mind goes there. I don't see my mind going there. My mind is going to be on the job at hand and what we've got to try to get accomplished in a tough place to play. So that's That's what we're doing.
Andy, you and Michael were together for 4 years. You took a chance on him in 09 when a lot of people might not have. How would you describe your relationship with him?
I loved him, man. I mean, I thought he was a great kid. I was so happy to see the way he grew, more even as a person, but also as a football player. And he was so open to everything that you could teach him. So he listen, he's doing the same thing with Chip. I mean, he's absorbing everything and doing a heck of a job.
Andy, how different is your job now that you're just focused on coaching and John Dorsey handles the personnel side?
Well, as I worked with a couple great ones. Most recent was Howie, and so I was fortunate to work with Howie, and we were able to do some good things. And but I wanted to get back into more of the football part of it. I was lucky enough to have an opportunity to do that. And I'm lucky to have John Dorsey on board because we're longtime friends. But I also have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a personnel man in this league, and he's doing a heck of a job as a general manager. So I was very fortunate to work with Modrak and Heckard and Howie. I mean, it was very, very lucky that way.
Andy, Deshaun Jackson said the other day that he views you as a father figure. How do you feel about the way he has developed?
Well, I said this before, and I still see it. I love the kid. I mean, I think we know that. But I also, there's nobody that loves to play the game more than he does. He plays like he's playing in the backyard. You know, that's how he's been that way as a rookie, and he's still doing it. And I appreciate him saying that. You know, he lost his father, and his father was a big part of his life, and he was very, very close with his dad. So I appreciate him saying that.
Last question, guys.
Andy, going back to Donovan in 99, can you take us through the pre-draft process and what made him stand out? What made him the guy that you wanted to take with that number two pick?
Well, I think our organization felt this. We thought he was the best. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. Best fit for Philadelphia, best fit for our offense. I think history has said that. The things that he did for that franchise, and you know, he had a great relationship with me, but he also had a great relationship with Jeffrey and Joe, and so it was a win-win. That pick was a win-win for everybody, I think.